Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Mind the change of pace and tone. March 14th, 1937.
What happened then?
With burning sorrow.
He met Brennender's organ. Ardenti solicitudine. Ooh.
Let's set the stage. The figure of Hitler was looming large. How do you say the figure of Hitler was looming large?
Hitleri imminebat persona.
And he was roaring out wild and savage messages.
Who was roaring out?
Hitler.
Hitler. Contra Ecclesiam. Because no one has read it. Anyway, that's another. Go on. Sorry.
Okay. Hitler was roaring out his wild and savage messages. Hitlerum.
Hitlerus.
Hitlerus.
Furiosos suos crudelesque diffundebat nuncios. Oh, I can say it. That's
better. And all these messages were orchestrated by his minister of propaganda.
Qui omnes nunci a eius ministro rerum propagandarum gubernabantur.
Well, the encyclical was smuggled into Germany. How do you say smuggled into Germany?
Fortim illate sunt litere. Fortim, secretly.
And read out in all German Catholic churches at the same hour on Palm Sunday, 1937.
Oh, my. Benque litere eadem horam ubique lecte sunt totam per Germaniam.
You know, there's something in this encyclical which I have read in part, which struck me, is that Pope Pius the 11th then quotes from Cicero. He says, nothing can be useful if it is not at the same time morally good.
Yeah,
do you know that quotation from Cicero?
Utile, vese potas nisi simo honestum sit. Something, I can find it in 10 seconds. I can hear it, though. Nil utile esse potest, quod simo honestum non sit.
In this encyclical, there's some words that struck me, because our program is about words and ideas, but especially about the Latin language.
These are German words here. Mm-hmm. This is German.
He calls for putting a stop to blasphemies, which in words and pictures are multiplying like the sands of the desert.
Oh, sicut arene in litere maris. This is some scripture. Sicut arene in litore maris, as bits of sand on the shore of the sea.
Mm-hmm. And this other expression, the defense of God's rights in the teeth of an aggressive paganism.
Yeah, I don't know how he says in the teeth in German, or, yeah, coram ante adversus paganismum adversum, adversarium, agredientem. I can just about hear it.
In your country, voices are swelling like a chorus, urging people to leave the church.
Vestra in patria audescon voces, populum hortantes, impellentes odeserant ecclesiam. I can say it much better in Latin than in German.
Do you speak German?
Yes, perfectly.
Secret and open measures of intimidation.
Tecti apertique terendi nuncii.
The threat of economic and civic disabilities bear on the loyalty of certain classes of Catholic functionaries.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. He's worried about the Catholic Church.
Well, he should be. He's the head of the Catholic
Church. I understand. That's nice.
Anyway, the threat of economic and civic disabilities bear on the loyalty of certain classes of Catholic functionaries.
Oh, debilitatum socialium et numerarum mine. Bear on what?
Bear on the loyalty of certain classes of Catholic functionaries.
Praemunt fidelitatem quorundam catholicorum coetuum.
A pressure which violates every human right and dignity.
Impulsus qui omne hominum ius dignitatemque opprimit. You can say these things in 10 seconds. Go on.
Anyway, the experience of these last years have fixed responsibility and laid bare intrigues which from the outset only aimed at a war of extermination. How does one say war of extermination?
Bellum populorum eliminandorum.
And then he says, in the furrows where we tried to sow the seed of a sincere peace, in the furrows where...
In searches, in the furrows, ubi. What kind of peace?
The seed of a sincere peace.
Vere pacis semina, sedere we wished or we wanted.
We tried to sow.
Conati somos.
Other men, the enemy of Holy Scripture. Other men, the enemy of Holy Scripture.
Other men, alii, sacrarum literarum inimici.
Oversowed, the cockle of distrust.
This is all from scripture, yeah. Super seruerunt zizania, dividentiae.
Troublemaking.
Yeah.
Unrest, hatred, defamation of a determined hostility, of overt or veiled. How does one say? A determined hostility... overt or veiled?
Adversatio, okay. Aperta aut operta. Ooh, that would be clever, play on words. Prevailed.
Or veiled, not prevailed. Of a determined hostility, overt or veiled.
What happened to it?
Fed from many sources.
You see, okay. Overt, I said already.
Fed from many sources.
Aperta vel operta. Multis ex fontibus from many sources.
And wielding many tools.
Multisque utens instrumentis.
Against Christ and his church.
Contra Christum eusque ecclesiam. That's easy.
And he goes on to say, they and they alone with their accomplices, silent or vociferous, are today responsible should the storm of religious war instead of the rainbow of peace blacken the German skies.
Oh, God, deliver us.
So,
I have to should, say that in German.
Let's just say, should the storm of religious war instead of the rainbow of peace blacken the German skies.
Si religiosi belli procella. Should blacken the sky?
Blacken the German skies.
Bam. Caelum populi Germanici obscuret. I mean, that's enough.
Okay, just one last.
We're going to translate the whole thing.
Not going to translate the whole thing. I'm just picking out some sentences that I think are interesting linguistically.
Oh, yeah. We have to see the German there. Ooh, it's very, very elegant. And very, very classical.
And I just want to read this line. Whoever exalts race or the people or the state of a particular form of state or the depositaries of power or any other fundamental value of the human community, however necessary and honourable be their function in worldly things, whoever raises these notions above their standard value and divinizes them to an idolatrous level. Divinizing to an idolatrous level. How do you say that?
Divinum facientes usque ad idololorum cultum.
distorting and perverting an order of the world planned and created by God.
De torquentes, distorting and
perverting an order.
Invertentes ordinem
of the world.
Orbis,
planned and created by God.
Bene, constitutum et ad Deo creatum.
That person is far from the true faith in God and from the concept of life which that faith upholds. That's enough then. At any rate, at the end of this encyclical, Pius the 11th says that the day will come when the Te Deum of liberation will succeed the premature hymns of the enemies of Christ.
Carmen Te Deum, pre properis cantibus inimicorum Christi succedent.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover, his Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.